Yeah, good morning. Neem here is Sean. So the problem is that this interruptible circuit that goes to my air conditioner, you got mains comes in, goes through its own meter, and then that goes straight into, it's got one, like one of them double bus fuses, you know, type interrupter like you'd have like on a major appliance. It's got like one of those, it goes to that and then goes straight to the compressor. So, you know, there's really no outlet, there's no nothing like that. I mean, I have to install it, right? But if I'm doing that, I might as well just put in, you know, a manual transfer switch at that point. And, you know, because I want to run separate generators. So, you know, I presented one problem in the conversation because it seems more difficult to go from two split supplies to one supply, i.e. one whole house generator. But my situation would be a little different. I'd want to keep them split. I'd have my house running off one generator, and then only when it's just brutally hot, and I just, like, the last couple of days, I would roll out my second generator, you know, luxury of having a second generator, just to run that air conditioning unit. Or you could alternate them back and forth, you know, kill the power, run the air for a little while, you know, then kill the, you know, then switch them back and forth. I suppose you could do that. But that's neither here nor there. You know, it's more about the logistics of doing it. But, yeah, there's no panel, there's no nothing, you know, so there's no way to backfeed per se. I'm installing, you know, hardware any way you slice it up for this particular scenario. Phil?